Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel.
I know what you're doing in this next one. Let's just go. 4 o'clock, 4:30, Sunday. Settle in, will you? Packers, Eagles. Eagles laying 4.5. Ian Book got released. Why does it matter? Because that means Jalen Hurts is playing. So you get Jalen Hurts. However, hasn't played meaningful football in basically a month. Concussion protocol. Got hurt in the first quarter with 11 yards passing in the game he got injured in. So I get a little worried on that front about just blindly going with the Eagles. On the Packer front, you've got Jordan Love injury issues. You got a bulky elbow. There was some fingertip numbness. You also have a Packer team that when they've played good teams, they simply don't win. 0-2 against the Lions, 0-2 against the Vikings, have already lost to Philly. And even though they're not good, should have been 0-2 against the Bears, which means you're winless in the division. So I don't go exactly running into their arms. But 4.5 is a huge number. And what the Packers do best is lose close. And I kind of was starting to build a case. Little rust for Hurts. Packers undervalued. 4.5's a big number. I leaned Packers, awaiting your slander.
I want to drop a bomb on the Packers. I want to back the Eagles.
Godly.
I'm a little disappointed because early in the week, it sounded like you and I were loading up the howitzer. Like we were just going to go all in on the Eagles here.
Okay. You know what? Talk me into it then. Do some selling.
Yeah. So you already mentioned Love, the bulky elbow. I think that's part of the cap here. The Eagles beat the Packers all the way back in week one. I don't know how relevant that is, but what is relevant is what you said. The Packers haven't beat any of these good teams. And I really think the Eagles are in a spot line of scrimmage where they have the edge on both sides of the ball. And I think that carries the day. It's probably not enough for you. I don't think the Packers are on the level of the heavyweights. I think the Eagles are well rested. You know, they're at home. They drop a bomb.
And here's the other one. Christian Watson. His injury, it takes away a deep threat. Jaden Reed has become largely a ghost in the past month of the season. And they're the Packers. Whenever you need a big stop, they don't get it. You know what? To hell with it. I want to be on the same side as you on one of these. And candidly, I want Eagles Lions in the NFC title game. I just want class on class, and I want to settle in for something. So, all right, you know what? I'll go with the Eagles. No slander. You won't hear any shit from me. Let's go. I'm getting too cute with this Packer thing.
Yeah, and here's another note that I don't feel like I've heard from like anybody. We talk about playoffs and the Eagles, and we focus on Saquon and we focus on Hurts. Do you know the defense that gave up the fewest yards in football all season long is Philadelphia?
Yeah,
they give up less than 300 yards per game. They're like in their own class. I mean, among playoff teams, it's far and away the best defense in terms of yardage. I don't think anybody talks about the Eagles as a championship defense, and I'm a little confused as to why. Yeah. So I think you got to throw that in the mix too, because I know Love likes to throw off his back foot. I don't know what it is. He's like addicted to like the fadeaway pass.
Yeah, it's habitual at this point. It's just a habit, and he has to break it because it's just not a way to play high level quarterback in the NFL.
No. So I'll go Eagles. You'll go Eagles.
All right. I'll go Eagles.